So first we do this five steps, right?
Oh, no, yes, I mean, yes.
Seven
yeah, steps. Yeah, yeah. Please. Then,
so, well, the mission is not easy.
首先，创作故事并不容易。
Yes. Well, any kind of creation of the art is, of course, difficult.
当然，其实任何一种艺术创作都是难的。
Yes. Here we have the task or mission.
在这里，
so to speak,
我们带着一个使命。一个任务
we are producing something for the next generation. You see, not only for your own child,
我们
but also
是为了下一代去进行艺术的创作，不仅仅是为了你自己的孩子。
Which would, yes, carry the
同时
yeah, next generation
是为了那些承载着下一代的
humankind,
我们人类下一。下一个时代的这些孩子们。
Yeah. Well, the old students, they have
一直都在跟随老师学习的学员们，他们现在其实也正在挣扎着。
Sometimes, could reach.
有时候他们能够做到他们想要做的，但有些时候没办法做到。有些时候成功，有些时候失败。有时候满足满意，有些时候感觉很不满意。
All these struggling,
这些所有的挣扎其实都是为了我们的下一代去进行的挣扎，它也非常的重要。
Now we have,
而现在呢
？According to the Dingding observed, how I
根据丁丁他对于
teach or support,
来支持我的教学呢？
Story,
他的观察
，which means
对故事的创作重述
，and she saw the seven steps.
他看到了这草稿里面写的这七个阶段。
Fifth step, no written.
She didn't write. 这个五阶为什么没写？丁丁
？Why no written？
为什么 ？I ask her。
因为我觉得，就是要去重述故事，其实。我觉得最起码非常熟悉熟练需要50个故事，那这样的话可能我们一阶的话得去熟悉10个故事，这样我是按照这样一个数量去
actually Dingding calculate in this way. Each step everybody needs 10 stories to really do it very well, do it in the better. SoIf one, then, before the story retelling, actually, we need these 50 stories as a base. So if 10 for each step, then we have 5 steps for this 50 story to learn these 50 stories. This is how she calculates, but she couldn't think about the title for the 5th step. She only calculates from the number of the story.
Okay, okay. Then I will see.
好，那就老师再接下来再会想一想。
So the first step we can.
好，
somebody's
第一步，有谁的麦克风
？So first step.
好，第一步。
We have to practice first place.
我们首先。
The basic of our physical condition, physical.
我们的。身体能力的基础。
Yeah, the most important exercises for deep breathing and articulation.
也是最重要的，对于深呼吸、发声清晰的练习。
This is the most important ability of the human, which
is 最重要的人类的能力。
The speech
这个能力我们将应用在任何一种演说艺术当中，包括戏剧、表演、讲故事、唱歌。
We all need these.
朗诵，我们都需要这两个能力。
And we have a few breathing exercises.
然后关于这一点呢，我们有几个呼吸的练习。
I am always recommending every day practice.
总是推荐大家每天都要做练习。
As long as possible.
要尽可能做时间长的练习。
Yeah. And first you have a motivation, then you get.
首先。你开始还有一些动力，后来你会逐渐变得有些无聊了。
But the time you get boring, this is important.
但是无聊的这个时机是非常重要的，因为
this boring.
一旦你可以
，But you have to tell yourself what for you are doing this.
就是是否可以超越这个无聊，因为你必须要告诉自己你为什么要进行这些练习呢？
You do it so that you complete
the
mission. 其实
这个练习就是为了帮助你去完成你的使命。
The mission is as I said, we are doing something for the next generation.
就像之前所说，我们是为了我们的下一代，为了他们去进行。
This is the first step.
这是第一步。
If in between,
如果在中间有任何问题都可以发哈。
Later we come to the.
之后我们会回来看大家的问题。
Answering the.
会回答大家的问题。
Second step.
好，这第二步呢
？Could express different characters.
就是需要能够去呈现故事中不同的角色。
Especially, grandmother, grandfather.
特别是，老爷。
Yes, like in the tinnitus child.
迷耳小孩当中的话。
Xinya, after this, I have some urgent issue for.
嗯哼。
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
So please remind me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, so the second step for the.
好，第二步。
Like animals, like in the journey cake.
动物，比如说玉米饼当中的这些动物。
Journey cake is one of the most ideal.
玉米饼可以算是其中最理想的一个故事，去表达这个第二步的这个故事不同角色。
Okay.So I talk about second step.
好，那我们刚才讲了这第二步。
So like a journey cake.
比如说玉米饼。
Is a very ideal example.
它是一个非常理想的。
To experience such difference of the characters.
让我们去体验这角色的不同的一个故事。
Yeah, at the beginning comes grandmother.
一开始是。
Or old woman.
有老奶奶。
Which is actually the mother of the child.
当然，其实这个老奶奶很有趣的，她其实是小男孩的妈妈。
But then, then comes old man, but doesn't speak anything.
是老爷爷，但老爷爷没有任何的台词。
And this little boy.
然后小男孩。
Yes. And then this journey cake.
然后玉米饼。
Very naughty.
非常淘气。
Quick.
很迅速。
Speedy,
有速度感。
Yes, yes, and then we have the hand workers.
然后呢，就有手工匠。
Yeah, very material, physically.
非常的物质性，
yes.
身体物质性。
Where are you going, Johnny Cake?
像这样。
Yes, like this.
像这样。
Yeah, then comes the bear.
然后是熊。
Where are you going, Johnny Cake? Yeah, certain humor,
有一点幽默在背后
but still,
但是
a strong desire
也是有一种强烈的欲望他想要抓住玉米饼
attack and eat.
想要攻击玉米饼把它吃掉
this animal instinct, will be even much stronger
这样的动物本能在狼的身上更加的强烈
Where are you going, Johnny Cake? Yes.
像这样。
Then finally comes a fox.
最后是狐狸。
Yeah, very intellectual, intelligent, clever.
他非常的智性聪明。
Ironical.
还没有讽刺意义。
Yes. And sharp.
然后还很尖锐。
Where are you going, Johnny Cake?Yes, like this.
像这样，你玉米饼去哪？
Yeah,
在最后
，You can you? And then
是吗？就你这小样，然后一口吞下了玉米饼。
So in such character difference.
所以呢，就有像这样的角色的不同。
Jacob's story.
雅各布斯的故事，绝大多数情况下，
good,
其实
good, clear.
都有着像这样非常好很清晰的特质在其中
yes, three little pigs,
三只小猪和狼对着小
and,
与小猪之间的
and all others too.
对立还有其他的也是
so in different stories you learn
在不同的故事当中大家将会学习不同的角色而其实这些角色也都是存在于我们内在的他们只不过是人类心魂灵魂的一部分而已我们有着所有的动物在我们的天性当中
yes.
So, didn't
yeah,
we have questions? Yeah, didn't we have
yes.
the question? So,
yes.
for this character, if we want to show such character to the audience, then we need
yes.
to really have a deep breathing and the solid consonants that we can show
yes.
such difference of the character, right? 是的，丁丁，确实是呈现角色需要熟练的深呼吸和坚实的辅音。
Yeah.
But if,
yes.
if we yes. still doesn't have a solid the breathing and the articulation as our basic, that's our basic basis, is it possible that we still could express different of the roles through the digestion of the story?
You mean without?
Without the deep breathing and the articulation.
If really without
如果真的是没有
ability,
坚实的呼吸和发音基础的话如果你真的一点都没有的话是不太可能的
only,
因为你的
you know,
没有这些基础那你的故事将只会只是信息
you wouldn't get, these vivid characters,
没有办法真的呈现这么生动的角色
children,
那么孩子们听众他们就只能获得内容
And they only learn something intellectual.
他们就只能学会像这样智性的存在
We have to use the power of the speech.
应该要去运用演说的力量
Yes. Yeah, is that...、
yeah, that's all.
Okay.Then we go to the third step.
好，那我们接下来往第三步讲。One more question from Dini. So, actually, either goes to the intellectual or exaggeration, right?
What do you mean, exaggeration?、Here?
你说夸张是指什么呀
Is that the positive meaning,
这个夸张是积极意义上的夸张呢还是什么样的夸张呢the exaggeration, she meant not positively, but but not objective way of the expression.
That means emotional.
That's,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. 那对，你指的是个人情绪的夸张。Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, this is also we shouldn't do that. Then,
对，如果是这样的夸张，那我们也不应该这样做。
Only experience,
因为
your subjective emotion,
这个时候。作为孩子，作为听众，他们只体验到了你的主观的情绪，这也并不理想，这将不会成为对孩子而言很好的滋养。我们要用的是言说的力量去表达这不同的角色，然后他才会客观，然后
Not intellectual,
它也将不会是质性的
just contents,
不仅仅是内容
gives a good imagination and experiences.
它会带来更好的想象和体验
Yes. Yeah, then go to the fourth step.
好，那我们接下来往第四 The tinnitus child.The grandfather, the journey cake, the bear and the wolf. This Tianxin English teacher said, she said, when she tried to speak such roles, she needed deep breathing until the belly that her breathing is enough. So is it because her breathing is still not deep enough, which she felt she have to use the belly?She have to breathe in until her belly.
I don't know if you are really using the belly.
因为我国春不知道你是不是真的在用这种腹式的深呼吸。
Could be only your breathing shallow.
有可能只是你的呼吸还比较浅。
Then go to the third step,
第三步 yeah.
Yes. So the philosophical story.
哲学深度有哲学深度的故事
Well, we have a story which have a very deep meaning.
确实也有一些很有深度意义的故事。
Yeah, which one maybe, which one Ding Ding is thinking about?
那丁丁，你提到这第三步的时候，你想到的例子是哪一个故事呢？ The white feather girl. 哪一个版本的？The Wei Wei Virgin. Wei Wei Virgin.This loneliness, philosophical loneliness in this way, white feather girl. But one question is, how about the dragon temple?
Also, the certain character.
龙之寺它其实也是有一定的哲学意义的。
But this is more in a fourth step.
但是呢，它更多的是在这第四步
lyric atmosphere，
就是龙之寺，它更属于这第四步当中有着抒情式氛围的
It has both.
作品。它其实是两者都有。
Yeah, Akatsuki no Kuni to Tasogara no Kuni.
Yeah,
that's a philosophical background.
对，
yes.
黎明之国和黄昏之国，这个确实是有哲学意义背景的。但是呢，在这个哲学。黎明之国和黄昏之国这个故事当中，它结尾也是有抒情式的氛围的，就是这个少女她出现了，她来拯救这个国家。在这个时候，她将会呈现出抒情式的特质。
Yeah, so for this white feather.
所以对于白色羽翼
story，
白色羽翼这个故事，武威的版本。
Yes, it is it doesn't have such, you know, like a funny, dramatic process like Journey Cake.
它虽然不像是玉米饼那样有着非常有趣、有戏剧性的这么一个过程。
And not so many characters.
而且呢，角色也不是特别的多。
Only two or three characters, maybe.
只有两三个角色 ，Yeah.
Yeah, but it has something.
但是
which how do you call grasp the soul of the listener.
在这个故事当中，它其中有一些什么存在是能够抓住听众的灵魂的。
Even small children's soul.
尽管是小孩子们的灵魂，我甚至是小孩子们的灵魂。像这样的故事
，You cannot really intend to make.
你是没有办法故意说啊，我就带着这个目的性想要写一个这样的故事出来的。
It happens.
而是碰巧。
To be like this.
或者是说写出来以后就呈现出像这样的一个故事。
Yes, we have exercises.
我们有很多的练习、训练，所有的这些。
All these learnings.
所有的这些学习
would be the good preparation.For the creating the story,
都将会为我们创作故事
we cannot control.
提供很好的准备，但是我们最后怎么去创作这个故事，是我们自己也无法控制的。
Suddenly, one story would be born.
可能突然一个故事它就诞生了。
Long time,
有些时候
no story born.
你可能需要等很长的时间，一个故事才能够诞生。
Yeah. So, like in a philosophical story,
比如说在哲学性的故事当中
maybe in unconsciousness,
听众他可能是无意识的
gain the wisdom of life,
就获得了生活的智慧。
The children,
孩子们
of course, usually like to listen.
当然，他们
like a journey cake,
一般也都很喜欢听像这样的玉米饼这种非常幽默、
certain speed, certain
很有速度感的
certain swing and stream.
有像这样的像风一样吹拂，像水一样流淌的像这样的故事，孩子们也是非常喜欢的。但是有时候他们的灵魂要求有一些哲学性的故事。
Yes, what is Jaya?
Jaya said, now she's at airport, she cannot hear at all, so she can only listen to the recording.
Yeah. So...Because of this storm, world internet.
现在感觉因为这个暴风雨的原因，全世界的网络好像都出了问题。
So that was a third step.
啊，这个刚才讲到的是第三步。
Yeah. Then.
Yeah, Dingding also has been the storm, the heavy rain for several days.
Yes.
Just now, her place out of electricity.
So we go to the fourth step.
好，那我们接下来讲第四步。
Which have
the 第四步
lyrical
讲到的是
atmosphere
在故事当中呈现出。抒情诗有的时候是戏剧的这样的氛围。
The Dragon Temple.
在龙之四这个故事当中
yeah, typical story,
它是一个很典型的有像这样深层次的抒情诗氛围的作品。
This is difficult to sense which story have such.
你可能很难感觉得到哪个故事当中有抒情诗的氛围，可能戏剧性的氛围很容易能够发现，它其中有一段对话，这一段对话呢，它非常的生动。比如说一个故事里，请问大家觉得，丁丁，你觉得关于戏剧性的一个故事，觉得是哪一个有戏剧性的氛围呢？Number one said what she thought is the cloud canvas. 丁丁 said the Nian Nian story. Yeah, but this Miss Wang from Beijing, she said the Dragon Temple.
You mean dramatic?
Yeah, she said dramatic. A journey cake. Tabibido mother.
Said.
Yeah, the Tabibido mother said the journey cake.And the red hair husband said the white snake. The number one said nightingale. This lady, her son did the magic. She said the what you did was the You said what you did with the number one together. This is Liu No Doji.
Yes, Doji.
Yeah, and also the number one said the Hagoromo story. And the Tenzin lady also agrees with this nightingale. Yes, and one more person agree with the nightingale.
Yes, yes. This is dramatic, you mean?
Yeah, 戏剧性的对吧？大家说的都是
Yes. So after we get all of these,
在我们获得。这一切之后呢
？Yes, then after the, gaining, and then we gradually goes to the actual storytelling.
然后我们将会真正进入到讲故事当中去。
But since we have a blank.
但是因为我们这第五栏它还是第五步还是空白的
yeah, we can add
那么我们也可以在这个过程当中再增加一个过程
yeah, not yet you're getting some task to tell the story for the children
也就是说你暂时还没有说带着一个任务去给孩子讲故事暂时还不行。
Yeah, you need practice one more step.
你需要再多练习一步。
So what would be this fifth step in the practical learning?
如果在实际的学习当中，这一步会是什么呢？我们之前第一步提到了要深呼吸。发声清晰。第二，需要学习去表达不同角色。第三，是学习哲学性的，讲哲学性的故事。然后第四，就学习去呈现故事当中抒情诗或戏剧的氛围。
So what else?
那除此之外呢？
We have as a preparation.
我们还有什么？
Before we are going to the storytelling.
在我们讲故事之前是需要进行的准备呢？丁丁 said maybe the song.
Song, you mean the singing in the?
你是说在故事当中的
in a story?
歌唱吗，丁丁？
Yeah, this is also one. You know,
对，这也是其中之一。
A little bit different, you know, field belonging.
那确实也是属于这个领域当中，确实和之前的那几点有点不太一样。
So, if you have in a story in the middle of a story or beginning or
在你的故事中间或是开场或结尾，
会
讲故事的人，你会唱歌。有的时候呢有乐器，有的时候没有乐器。
So,With guitar or with piano or
和吉他一块唱
your traditional,
或是
traditional instruments,
中国的一些传统的民乐器
that would be very good.
那也会是非常好的一个选择。
So through the practice, the children also have opportunity to experience the Chinese old tradition of the music.
去体验这种音乐的古老的音乐的传统。这个也是个不错的主意。所以，
物語の
周
囲の、なんていうかな、周囲に存在している物語の周囲に存在しているさまざまな要素。
在故事的周边存在的各种各样的元素。
Elements。
各种各样的元素。
Yeah, like you said, singing.
比如说提到了有歌唱。歌曲
Yeah, and what else? Singing
and listen to the soul of the children, telling the story after listen to the soul of the children.
Who said?
Ding Ding said. And the Temukan mother said, we have to learn to tell different children the story suitable for them.
Yeah, we have those different elements.
对，确实是有像这样不同的元素。
Yeah, and at the same time as now, Ding Ding said.
与此同时呢，也就像丁丁刚才所发的一样，我们应该要获得能够去倾听孩子心灵的这样的能力。
This is maybe four steps B. Four steps A is
这可能算是第四步的 B. 然后刚才第四步的 A 呢，就是我们刚才提到的展示故事当中的抒情或戏剧性的氛围。
What is listening?To the soul, so、
那什么是去倾听孩子心灵呢
？Actually, children have already.
孩子们
stories what you are going to tell.
他们其实就已经拥有了你讲给他们的故事作为原型，深藏在他们的心灵当中。有可能。有组织语言的方式不同，在孩子们的心灵当中和在现实讲故事当中可能是不一样的，但是与此同时仍然他们之间是有非常多相似之处的。幸福就是幸福，悲伤就是悲伤，而美就是美。让我们惊讶，就是会让我们惊讶。
violent is violent.
暴力就是暴力。
Life and death is life and death.
生与死，它也就是生与死。
Yeah, if we can show such archetypes, that means we are reaching the soul of the child.
呈现这样的原型，那就意味着我们离孩子的心灵又越来越近了。
All these five steps,
所有这五步
not easy,
都很难做到。要做到都不容易，唯一一个可能性，就像之前丁丁提前讲到的一样，你应该要背诵很多的故事才行。丁丁他很友善的，他说需要有50个，但是我要说的则是100个。
If you are very, you know, talented,
如果你真的是一个学得非常迅速的人，你有天赋的人，if we can really show the archetype for the children, then we are more close to the children's soul.
Yes, it happened.Right?
对
，recently，
最近其实就发生了，对吧 ？Yes。
So anything else now?
That's for now. Until number one. Then
we go to the finally.
那接下来，我们才终于来到了讲故事。
You are sitting, or sometimes even standing.
你有时候是坐在，甚至还有的时候会是站在孩子的面前。
If you have already more than 50 stories,
如果你已经时刻准备着可以讲出50个故事当中的任何一个。
Please say what did I say?
You said if you can tell any of these 50 story anytime.
50, right?
Yeah.
Between 50 and 100.
50-100 个故事吧，如果你能随时讲出来，时刻准备好才能讲出来。
Yeah, but anyhow, at least you have 50 stories already.
不管怎么说，50-100个，就是说至少你有50个故事。
Yeah. Then, such ability that you can tell anytime one of these 50 or 60 stories.
如果你已经获得了一个能力，就是说你任何时候就能够讲出这50或60个故事当中其中之一。
Then it will happen that you can also sense the children's soul.
这个时候你也可以去感觉到孩子们的灵魂，他们现在想需要听到什么样的故事。哪一个故事
？And usually we don't hit this their deep desire, and we are giving something wrong.
一般而言，就是当你还没能做到这一点之前，我们都没有办法真正去满足孩子内在的需求。我们所做的决定常常是错误的。
Yeah. So I said.We're giving something
wrong.
Something wrong, or what? How far did I say?
You said something wrong.
Something wrong. Did I say already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, like all those, you know, the cartoon characters.
就比如说，有一些像是卡通角色、动画片的角色，像这样的。
Yeah. Yeah. So now we are talking about listening to the
children.
Still listening to the soul of the children.
Yes.
Yeah. So once again, I want to differently formulate.
好，那关于这一点呢，老师想要换一种语言来组织。
We have a children in front of us.
现在我们有孩子在我们的面前。
We have already 50 stories.
而现在我们已经有了这五十个故事，时刻准备好，随时都能讲出来。
That means we have a certain universe, certain world of Gary Davis.
这就意味着我们拥有了一个像这样的童话或故事的宇宙。
Then we face
童话的世界，我们带着这些去面对孩子们。
Then we can gradually grasp.
那么我们就能够逐渐去抓住孩子们他们内心深处的欲求。
Yes. Then you can improvise.
在这个时候，你就已经可以即兴的去讲故事了。
Or
或者
you modify what you are telling.
去调整你要讲给孩子听的，根据孩子们他们的现状去调整你的故事。
Yeah, this is I call listening to the soul of
the children. 这其实就是我之前所称呼的，去倾听孩子的心灵的故事。这其实是非常难的，但是你也没有办法以此为目标去做些什么。像这样的能力，这样的能力，它只有通过讲很多次故事，去背诵、消化这么多的故事之后，你碰巧就能够做到这一点了。
Yeah, this is not only my own experience.
这其实不仅仅是来自于我个人的一个经验。其实我也是从我的皮影戏大师，在巴厘岛的皮影戏大师，以及日本的传统的能剧的演员们，这些能剧的演员们也是，我曾经和他们共同在同一个舞台上。演出的人，他们也总是在说，你必须要至少有这100个作品是放在你的库存储存当中的。你有了这些之后，你将会得到自由。
Storytelling start.
然后。讲故事开始了。
You reach the soul of the children, and you give the nourishment to the children.
去触及孩子们的心灵，给予他们心灵以滋养，同时也要向他们学习。我们面对孩子的时候，并不是单向的，其实是双向的。
Yes.Then finally,
然后最后
through such improvisation,
通过即兴的创作
already create the new story.
有时候呢，你已经创作了一个新的故事了。
So if you notice such process,
那么如果你能注意到像这样的 过程，那么你将会理解，其实你自己触及了多么难的讲故事的、传故事创作的能力的。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some.
Now said. Ding Ding said maybe we should add one that we should learn. How can we tell the story for the shadow play?
Yeah. This is That's how do you call? Hasen.
对，在皮影戏中讲过是，其实是衍生的。这个故事当中衍生出去的，嗯哼。
Because this is also one independent.
因为在皮影戏中讲故事，其实是一个独立的、非常宏大的领域。
Yes.
Haka give the comments. Haka give the comments that actually her story.The storage is only a very few story. She's still far behind.
Yes.
And Ding Ding said we should also going for a walk every day. And through the lyric recitation or lyric learning, try to polish our sensation, right? So going for a walk.
Yes.
嗯，对，丁丁，对，说的对，还有散步啊，通过学习诗歌，打磨感觉。Yeah, the Hakka also agreed that through the recent speech exercise, she find her self-awareness is now more clear that she could get out of her emotion more faster than before. She can be more...Settle down or calm to deal with the things, deal with the children. Oh, Ding Ding said she didn't know the shadow play is actually one independent, gigantic field.
Yes.
对，皮影戏。
The shadow play is
皮影戏。
Yeah, actually, we could even say the throne.
皮影戏，我们可以这样说吧。
Of the language art.
它是语言艺术当中的皇冠。
Because it has all the elements.
因为它其实。是有各种各样的元素的，叙事诗、抒情诗、戏剧都有，都涵盖其中。
Music，
还有音乐、
painting、
绘画。
And also, The shadow play master，
还有作为一个，皮影戏大师
conduct the musician，
他必须要有能力去指挥这些音乐家。
They have to be able to chant the old, how to say the old epic。
他们需要有能力去
old mythology
吟诵或吟唱。这个古老的神话呀，叙事诗啊。
In Bali, for example,
比如说在巴厘岛，你必须还是一位僧侣，
has to be initiated,
必须要经过密仪，
yeah.
秘密的仪式。
Need a certain strict permission,
你是需要经过严格的许可，你才能够进入到这个领域当中去的。
Yeah, because people believed and still believes.
人们相信他们到现在也仍然相信通过像这样高水平的艺术比如说像皮影戏你就能够去驱除瘟疫他们到现在仍然还相信这一点
So, anything else?
所以还有没有别的 ？Now, only. Okay. Dingding said, she thought the throne of the language art is the fairy tales drama.
Actually, the highest, highest form.
如果我们要说
human,
人类
human.Highest artistic form of the human race.
人类艺术当中最高水准的艺术领域是抒情诗。
しかし、
但是
芸術として総合芸術として、
如果作为一个综合艺术，
すべての上に君臨するのは、
能够去君臨一切的，也就是。作为国王去君临一切的，那就是皮影戏。
It's more difficult than acting drama.
它比演戏剧要难得多了。Shall
we start gradually this yeah a little bit explain about this story and yes
okay yeah 好那老师先讲一下故事
yeah today we plan to
今天呢我们的计划
tell you the this white feather story
这个
Not the way we were, right?
Yeah, your version. Yeah, your version. Yeah. 老师版本。